Now it is time for our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Kerry O'Connor has the lead, Peter, with 4 points. Charlie Pierce has 3. PJ has 2.
Okay. PJ, you're in third place. That means you go first.
All righty.
Clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Romano Prodi resigned as Prime Minister of blank.
Italy.
Right. The U.S. Army said it learned of shoddy living facilities for injured soldiers at blank only after a Washington Post expose.
What is the name of that huge hospital in Washington? I can see the thing.
Can you name it quick?
No, I can't.
It's Walter Reed.
Walter Reed Hospital.
In an attempt to broker Mideast peace, blank met with Palestinian and Israeli leaders this week.
Condoleezza Rice.
Right. Britain's Ministry of Defense announced Thursday that blank will be sent to Iraq.
One of the princes.
Yes, which one?
Not Harry, the other one.
No, it was Harry, actually.
Oh, it was Harry, yeah.
A routine appendectomy in Belgrade took an unexpected turn when the surgeons blanked.
Suddenly stopped work, waiting for Hillary to fix the healthcare system.
No.
In former Yugoslavia.
Got into a fist fight.
Oh, well.
If he loses a bet with WrestleMania CEO Vince McMahon on April 1st, blank may be the next celebrity to shave his head.
Donald Trump.
Right. A fishing boat off Antarctica reeled in a 39-foot-long colossal blank with eyes the size of dinner plates.
Giant squid.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, and you should see the calamari on that thing.
An Australian man says maybe he shouldn't have drunk so much after he spontaneously decided to blank.
Marry a giant squid.
No. Go into the water and wrestle a shark.
Yeah, okay, that too.
Philip Kirchhoff was on the jetty when the 1.3-meter shark swimming around started bugging the heck out of him. An unharmed Kirchhoff later explained, quote, I just snuck up behind him and eventually I went for the big grab and I fluked it and got him. He's just thrashing around in the water, but then he was starting to turn around and try to bite me. And I thought, well, it is amazing what vodka does.
He's got a date with a urinal cake later on this evening.
Carl, yeah, exactly. How did PJ do in our quiz?
PJ had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. He now has 10 points, and PJ has taken the lead.
Very temporarily.
Well, still well done, sir. Congratulations. All right. Charlie, you're up next. Please fill in the blank. A new report says that an open defiance of a UN order blank is expanding its nuclear program.
Iran.
Right. A judge rejected blank's plan to alleviate crowding in California prisons by transferring prisoners to other states.
Governor Schwarzenegger.
Right. On Tuesday, the Supreme Court overturned an $80 million verdict against the biggest blank company.
Tobacco.
Right. Russia confirmed cases of blank in Moscow.
AIDS.
No, bird flu. An Indiana man arrested for indecent exposure told police blank.
You got me.
Oh, he said, these pants always come unzipped. Robert Adler, one of the men credited with inventing the blank, died at age 93.
The transistor.
No, the remote control.
Oh.
Paul McCartney's estranged wife, Heather Mills, announced that she would be appearing on this season's blank.
Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, indeed. A USC hockey goalie was ejected from a game after he blanked in front of a crowd in Utah.
Undressed.
You know,
close enough, I'd say.
I'm going to say close enough. He rode his hockey stick around like a horse, dropped his pants, mooned the crowd, and slapped his rear. The game against Brigham Young University wasn't going well for the University of Southern California, so goalie Mickey Meyer...
Two hockey powers, by the way.
Yeah.
Goalie Mickey Meyer decided to... Well, I'll just quote the play-by-play. Mickey Meyer has just mooned the crowd, ladies and gentlemen. He pulled his hockey pants down and mooned the crowd. That was absolutely hilarious, said the play-by-play announcer. The manager of the Utah ice rink was not amused, quote, we don't treat this as a funny incident. We're a family-oriented business. Meyer was replaced in the game by, and you cannot make this up, backup goalie Matt Buttweiler. Carl, how did Charlie do in our quiz?
Charlie had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 13 points, and Charlie has taken the lead.
All right, then. So, very good.
Oh,
enthusiastic
the pressure's
for you,
on.
How many, then, does Kiri need to pull away with this thing?
5 correct answers.
Kiri, this is for the game. Fill in the blank. New Orleans hotels were full of people celebrating the second blanks, Hurricane Katrina.
Mardi Gras.
Right. A federal appeals court ruled this week that prisoners at blank cannot use U.S. courts to challenge their imprisonment.
Guantanamo.
Right. Three climbers stranded on Mount Hood were rescued with the help of an electric beacon and a blank.
Cute dog.
Yes. Named Velvet. On Monday, a museum in Dallas unveiled a newly discovered homemade movie showing Blank's ill-fated motorcade.
JFK.
Right. This week it was discovered that the Tennessee Department of Tourism has been promoting the beauty of its state with a blank.
Picture of Kentucky?
So close. Picture of Alaska.
Oh, that's way worse.
Because they look the same. 2 months after his death, the family of soul legend Blank agreed on a burial spot.
James Brown.
Right. During a talk in Canada, Blank said he limits his kids' computer time to 45 minutes a day.
Bill Gates?
Yes. Bishop State Community College in Alabama is in the midst of a management scandal that included an employee getting the money for three athletic scholarships for Blank.
His parakeet.
So close. His 67-year-old grandmother. The grandmother was one of 42 relatives of staff members awarded athletic scholarships, along with the daughter of the softball coach and the two women who got men's baseball scholarships. The audit has identified over $400,000 in financial aid abuses, and the athletic director of the school says their football team will never recover.
It was never going anyplace with that roster either.
Not to say. Carl, did Kiri do well enough to win?
She needed at least five to win. She had six correct answers.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
So with 16 points, Kiri O'Connor is this week's champion.